a pure mind and your value as a human being, and you will forget about material gains. You won't try to multiply them. They will come by themselves, because your subconscious isn't blocked by envy and greed. It is as identically clear as your spirit. You must stand firmly by the decisions you made, as it is said in Kagakure, even the gods cannot change that decision. The outside appearance, like for the Keiko, must always be at a dignified level, worthy of a follower of Japanese martial arts. Clean, washed, with iron clothes, standing straight and dignified. Implement what you practice every day in Keiko, an exam or a competition, in life as well. Let the outside you be as the inner you. These two characteristics must correspond. Take a look at yourself from outside to see what they will see you like on the inside. For us, the followers of the Japanese martial arts, this means be as you are in the dojo, at home and outside, identical. That is the basis of the teaching. You shouldn't look rich, but clean and neat. You mustn't have torn, but darn clothes. You can be poor, but you mustn't be messy. Those are characteristics that don't depend on the financial affluence. You can be wealthy and still be untidy and unsightly. Do not draw conclusions from the very first contact with someone, thinking that you know someone and you can even confide in them. That is a false image, like coming to a conclusion about a fighter from the first attack, and this is true of everyone. You know very well that this is a test and everything is a trap. The modern world is full of masks and painted faces and characters of many people around you. With the help of Japanese martial arts, you will be able to recognize these people quickly. The faster you do it, the lesser the damage will be. The conduct affects the consciousness. Our acting here and now influences our entire surroundings. Our words, actions, the way in which we move and stand, all this affects everything that goes on around us and inside of us. In every moment and every day, our behavior must be correct. Our conduct has an impact on our daily life. You mustn't dream your life. You must be wholesome in everything you do. That is the essence of the Kata Keiko. Zen and the Japanese martial arts are essentially a school of behavior. They aren't imaginary and do not aspire to transform the world. Man must live his life here and now. The spirit which lies in them is drawn to the goal. This is the least of what you will gain on your path with the Japanese martial arts. But these values are prerequisites for the path towards the goal, towards the enlightenment, towards Satori. This path is the path of the Zen Buddhist and the Orthodox monks, who in turn implement it much more quickly and cleanly. The reason is a simple one. They had the courage and gave up the earthly pleasures, isolated themselves from the outside world, and dedicated themselves solely to the enlightenment and to God. All the love and all emotions, all their matter, all their thought. I sincerely admire them. Their path to the enlightenment is surely shorter and of a better quality, but the goal is still the same. The difference is that they will surely succeed, while we, the followers of the Japanese martial arts, try and deeply believe and hope that one day it will happen to us too. Their way is braver and harder. The sacrifices are deeper and cleaner, the temptations stronger. Ours lasts for many years, so we can stray and return to the path again.